The man who helped discover how marijuana makes people high has died. Raphael Mechoulam was so important to the scientific understanding of the drug that he was known as the father of cannabis research. NPR's Becky Sullivan has this remembrance.
Raphael Mechoulam was born in Bulgaria in 1930. He immigrated to Israel with his family as a young man after World War II, and there he started his career in chemistry. Back then, marijuana was on the cusp of exploding in popularity worldwide, but scientifically speaking, nobody knew very much about it compared to other drugs, he said during a talk at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem a few years ago.
While morphine had been isolated from opium 150 years previously, and cocaine had been isolated from coca leaves about 100 years previously, the active compound or compounds in hashish and marijuana had never been isolated in pure form.
That meant it couldn't really be studied by chemists or pharmacologists. So, in 1962, Mechoulam and his team of researchers set out to learn exactly how the drug works. And at that time, he said, getting samples to study meant going to the police.
I went to the police and got 5 kilos of hashish. And then he took the hashish with me on a bus. I didn't have a car then. And people were looking around saying, hey, what a pleasant smell.
By 1964, Mechoulam had isolated the psychoactive compound that causes the drug's distinctive high, which of course is called tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC. And he was learning more about its other compounds too, including cannabidiol, or CBD. Still, major research groups like the National Institutes of Health were at first skeptical about funding his work, as he told a conference in 2017.
As a matter of fact, when I asked for a grant, I was told by NIH, when you have something more relevant to the U.S., contact us. Cannabis is not of interest. It's used sometimes in Mexico, but not in the U.S. Well, that changed quite fast.
During Mechoulam's long career, marijuana grew both in popularity and in controversy. As debates unfolded over the drug's safety, Mechoulam's research helped demonstrate its potential in medical settings to treat conditions like epilepsy or to help prevent complications with bone marrow transplants. His life's work was, quote, a pleasure beyond my expectations, he wrote in a medical journal in January. Mechoulam died earlier this month. He was 92 years old. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.